Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in on The Drive. Coming up momentarily, we'll be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Before we do that, let's update you on the top story right now in the NFL. According to Adam Schefter, the Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season, sources tell ESPN. From Adam Schefter, over the past weekend, the two sides were able to reach mutually agreed upon terms that are close to convincing Aaron Rodgers to abandon plans he had to skip training camp and instead return for it. Concessions do not include more money. The new agreement, once finalized, would help set up Aaron Rodgers' departure from Green Bay after this season, per sources. So they are going to void the final year of his contract, and they won't be able to franchise tag him at the end of the deal. Rob, it's almost like I just saw this scenario playing itself out. Rodgers was always going to show up this year, and then at the end of the season, they have all but told you, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers plan on parting ways, and they will trade Aaron Rodgers at the end of the season. This new agreement, to me, almost guarantees that's going to be the case. We'll get back to Aaron Rodgers coming up in a little bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by a good friend of the show. He is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, how are you doing today?
Hi, Carrington. Doing well, thanks. How about you?
Denny, I'm doing great. You're actually a big Packers fan. What do you make of this whole Aaron Rodgers saga that's been played out over the last 3 or 4 months?
It's been a mess, hasn't it? Yeah, it's a little bit out of control, and I think Aaron's a big part of that. But he's a tremendous talent, but how much more does he left have in the tank? That's my question. I don't know. Who would want him after this year? What if he has a fairly serious injury? There's a lot of question marks, but... Yeah, it's been pretty messy.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I wanted to have you on today to tell us, how did you feel about Alex Gordon Day? So Alex Gordon, he finally got his proper send-off on Saturday at Kauffman Stadium. I thought it was really cool. Instead of having his first pitch, he threw out the pitch from left field and threw it to the plate. The Royals do a great job of really paying homage to its great players. How do you think Alex Gordon Day went?
I thought it was very classy, very well done. I think Alex was overwhelmed with it all. He had no idea that they were going to have him go out into left field and uncork a throw that he hadn't made in a few months. But, no, it was well done. The gifts were wonderful. I think he was, along with his family, were pretty overwhelmed with it all. But the crowd was great. It was nice to see people getting out there early, so they could take a part in it. But I asked Mike Matheny yesterday on the air, I said, how surprised were you that Alex, after he got kind of limbered up, he swung his arm around windmill style when he was going out to left field. And I asked Mike, I said, were you really surprised that Alex made a perfect one-hop throw to Perez? And Matheny said, no, not at all. He said, that could have gone anywhere. A guy hadn't played for a while. That throw could have ended up in one of the dugouts. But typical of Alex Gordon, a perfect one-hop throw to Perez. And that was a wonderful culmination to a terrific ceremony.
Denny, you have been in attendance or watched virtually every game of Alex Gordon's professional career. What are you going to remember most about Gordon?
How hard he worked to become a Gold Glove outfielder. And he was a third baseman, remember, throughout his college career and after he signed professionally, everybody figured, well, he's going to be the Royals' third baseman for years. But when that didn't work out, why, he and Rusty Kuntz went to work, Rusty being the outfield coach and base running coach. And as hard as Alex Gordon worked, I guess it shouldn't have surprised people that he became the superior defender that he became. And, of course, Rusty's coaching is invaluable. Any other guys who have really learned outfield play from Rusty Kuntz will tell you the same thing. But Alex applied it as much and as well as anybody possibly could. And, yeah, you just remember the great catches and the all-out gung-ho way that he played the outfield, and he became a very fundamentally sound defender, and we all know what he did offensively. So I think when you add up his statistics and figure out the improvements that he made from the time he signed professionally and what he accomplished in his great career, I think everybody would have to say he was one of the best players in Royals history.
I don't think that we really maybe show it its proper respect or appreciation to go from playing third base, and I want to say he was a fringe major league player, but he certainly was struggling early on in his major league career, to go down to Omaha to learn a completely new position, to learn a completely new skill set. And basically, since he returned from Omaha, he has been a Royals Hall of Famer, one of the best corner outfielders in baseball. Not a lot of people are athletic enough to do that. Not a lot of people are disciplined enough to develop those kind of skills. I think because enough time has passed, people sort of forget, like, Gordon's career could have went very, very differently when being sent down initially to Omaha.
Oh, absolutely. But the other thing that is pretty amazing is that when he first went to the outfield, he was really a good outfielder. But he became better year to year to year. He was so much better his last year defensively than he was his first year in left field. That's pretty astounding, because some guys maybe 2 or 3 years after making the transition figured, well, okay, I can really play left field now. I'm pretty good. This is the way it's going to be. And they kind of level off. But Alex would have no part of that. He wanted to be better every single year defensively. And you know what? He was.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, for a couple of more minutes. Denny, I've always been sort of hesitant to believe that the Royals would really trade Whit Merrifield. What he means to this community, what he means to this franchise, his versatility, his contract, it just didn't seem very realistic to me that the Royals would trade him. I'm starting to waver a little bit based on everything that's happened over the last week or so and the rumors and reports that are out there. Can you see a scenario in which, let's say, Saturday, Whit Merrifield's not on this team?
It would be hard to imagine. It would be hard to accept. I don't know how he would process it. He's a professional. I'm sure he would handle it well. But I think most Royals fans, and I'll include me in that group, would say, gosh, I hope that Whit stays. And he's just a real solid glue guy with the team, and he's having another tremendous year. He can play anywhere. He's kind of a Ben Zobrist. Ben was a switch hitter, and you know how much he contributed to the Royals, really, in the short time that he was here, helped to win a World Series. But Whit is just so versatile. He is so smart. He is such a great situational hitter. And, boy, those are tough to replace. Leadoff man, he'll get on base. He can steal bases. Not much he can't do. He'd be a terrific loss, but as I've always said, when people start talking about, could this guy be traded? What about that guy? Would he ever leave? And my answer is always, if Wayne Gretzky, maybe the greatest hockey player, certainly in the top five, if Wayne Gretzky can be traded, anybody can be traded in any sport.
Speaking of a player who's going to be traded, Denny, I think we're in the last week of Danny Duffy. I just think about him being a left-handed starter, a guy who can be a long relief guy, a guy whose contract is expiring, so we know how valuable that is to a team to really pick up. I look at Duffy, and I think he might want to stay, but if he's not a player that Dayton intends on signing to a long-term deal, I think that's a player that you got to get something for at the deadline heading into Friday.
I think that's fair, and Danny Duffy, for as much as he has contributed to the Royals through the years, again, that would be a tough leave for everybody. But Danny Duffy has a lot of value to a lot of different teams, either league. So I think that is a viable possibility. But again, you hate to see guys who have been around so long and who have contributed so much. You always hate to see them hang up the uniform here and take leave and go elsewhere.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. Denny, appreciate you hopping on with us, man. Thank you.
Always enjoy it, Carrington.
Absolutely. That's Denny Matthews joining us on the show today. Rob, I forgot to tell you this. This should have actually been my good weekend. My good weekend really should have been the San Diego Padres. Are the Padres just going to make every major move until they finally win a World Series? That's what it seems like they're doing. You remember how in Monopoly, everybody plays Monopoly very differently, but we always played where you could just buy things instantly. Because some people play, you got to go around the board one time. But then I think that gives some people an advantage where if you land on a chance and you get to ride the reading where you're just a turn ahead of everybody else, you just get the opportunity to free will just buy anything on the board. But if you play at the moment you start the game, you can start buying properties. Right at the gate, anything you land on that's unclaimed, you're buying. That's what I feel like the Padres do when it comes to buying their team. It's, all right, we're good, but we got a chance to get another All-Star. Let's go get him. To hell with the salary cap. If the Padres don't win the World Series this year, what are we doing? Every single opportunity there is for them to acquire a big bat or a big arm, they go do it. How have they not won a World Series?
Listen, I agree with you conceptually, but also worth noting, I believe this came out when you were Twitterless, so I will forgive
Most
you not seeing this report.
Most things came out during that time.
According to Ken Rosenthal, Eric Hosmer's name has surfaced in trade discussions because the Padres are up against the luxury tax and they are looking for relief in the way of money, and it could come from trading one Eric Hosmer. So yes, you're right. They're gobbling up contracts to get that World Series, but now they're looking around going, wait a second, we got to keep gobbling and we're not paying the luxury tax. Who can we spin off? And it sounds like Hosmer might be one of those people.
Didn't we all see this happening with Hosmer? You know what? Let's talk about that on the other side. The Hosmer collapse, fall, whatever you want to call it, was very, very obvious to see that if you want to say one thing about the Royals, remember, they really wanted Hosmer to come back. Not signing Hosmer to a long-term deal is one of Dayton Moore's best moves. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. And we are ending the run of Jeopardy guest hosts. I have the ideal person to run Jeopardy for years to come. I'll tell you who it is next. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Coming up momentarily, I don't know the word. Actually, now that I really think about it, I don't know the word. I am going to change the course of television, Rob. That's what's going to happen. Television is going on one path. I'm going to take it on a different path here in about 4 minutes. Before we do that, we were talking about Eric Hosmer. How you just said, I did not see this, but Eric Hosmer is up for the trade block, right? If the Padres want, they could trade Eric Hosmer. Now, you remember Eric Hosmer got that big contract not too long ago from the San Diego Padres. There also is an out for Eric Hosmer. So he has one more year left under his deal in 2022. That's for $21 million. And then he has an opt-out clause that will guarantee him $39 million for the final 3 years of his deal. So it is certainly a good financial standing for one Eric Hosmer. But Rob, this is where I have to defer to you when it comes to this. Can you name a baseball player, or really any player, who by the age of 27, I thought was pretty established what Hosmer was? He was a 18 to 30 home run guy and between 85 to 100 RBI guy. He was going to hit between 265 and 280. And we had 6 years of data that basically confirmed that's what Eric Hosmer was. Nothing wrong with that, but that's basically what he was. Can you think of a player who at age 28 then signed a big-time deal and then took this magical next step to be a better player than that? Because that's what I feel like the Padres were buying. The Padres had to pay a little bit of a premium because Hosmer was coming off the World Series and being the face of a team, at least in the public perception, played first, high draft pick, American. He was deemed to be the face of it, and he was the vocal leader of the team. Whenever the Royals needed somebody to speak to the media, Hosmer was always the one right there to grab the microphone and speak to the media. But I'm not surprised that at age 28, he basically was what he was. Now, the batting average took a serious dip, but he hit 318 in his last year with the Royals. Since then, he has hit 253, 265, 287, and 266. And I know that batting average is one of those things that we don't look at and evaluate it the same. But the on-base percentage has been about the same as it was in Kansas City. The slugging percentage has been about what it was in Kansas City. But the power numbers just haven't been there. The Padres, to me, bought something expecting that he was going to radically change who he was. That's not who he is. We knew who Eric Hosmer was. That was never going to be a good contract. There are not any contracts right now in baseball where the player signed for 8 years, $144 million, that deal ended up being good for the team. It's a lot of those that ended up being great for the player. I'm sure this has been a fantastic contract for Eric Hosmer. It has not been a good contract for the Padres. They haven't gotten close to the player they thought they were paying for.
Absolutely not. And I know we disagree on batting average, also the whole slash line for the people. It's 263. 320 OBP, 415 slug for an OPS of 735. He's averaging around 100 strikeouts a season because he has 392 strikeouts in plus season. Actually, it's more than that because there was that weird short season. I saw someone on the text line say this: would you trade for Eric Hosmer right now? And the answer is no. I'm not going to gobble up the last 4 years of that contract just to get a clubhouse leader. You can find a clubhouse leader without having to pay $144 million for that kind of clubhouse leader. So I know that he's on the block. He's on the block because his contract, he's never going to live up to that. And the Padres have realized that, and they're trying to spend money elsewhere on players that could live up to the contract, i.e. Machado, i.e. Tatis, i.e. Blake Snell, those kind of guys. They've gone all in, and they're going to spin assets like Hosmer. But if I'm Dayton Moore and the Padres call me, I'm saying no thank you on Hosmer. Unless you get Hosmer and a premium prospect, but the Padres aren't doing that just for a cash dump. So if I'm the Royals, I'm avoiding Eric Hosmer, and it's too bad, but good for him that those checks still clash.
Text line 913-576-7610. Do you think his defense makes him more valuable, or is this contract just ruining it? Eric Hosmer plays first base, and he's not a power-hitting guy. I don't care how great defensively you are. He has 8 home runs this season and 400 plate appearances. You being a great defensive first baseman is not making up for you hitting 266 with no power as a first baseman. It's not. The only way I'd be interested in trading for Hosmer is if I knew he wouldn't pick up those player options. It's the only reason I'd be interested. If you're telling me that I could get Hosmer for just one more year, so the end of this season and then 2022, so you basically owe him, let's say, around $30 million, and then you can negotiate the deal on the back end, but Hosmer's 3 for 39 is a player option, not a mutual option, not a club option. It's, hey, do you want to lock yourself in at age 33 to $39 million more guaranteed? If I'm Eric Hosmer, I'm thinking, sure, why not? I love this contract. It's great, especially when we don't know what baseball contracts are going to look like going forward post-COVID in terms of these owners handing out big-time money for a player who isn't in his prime anymore. So I'm going to assume Hosmer's opting into $39 million guaranteed because why wouldn't you? I wouldn't be interested in that. Hosmer's deal's not one I'd want to pick up.
I totally agree. And from the Royals side of things, there's also this problem. They have Carlos Santana under contract. He can only play first or DH. He has two positions. He really can't play anywhere else. You have Hunter Dozier under contract, who they just extended, who they've kind of played around with at third. He's an okay third baseman, but really, he's a first baseman, so they have him under contract for 4 years. And I know Jorge Soler's off the books, but it wouldn't stun me. I wouldn't fall on my seat if the Royals brought him back for comically cheap. He can only play DH and maybe a little right field. And you have Nick Prado in the system, and you have Ryan O'Hearn and Ryan McBroom in the system. You kind of have a logjam of guys at first base slash DH. Are you really going to bring another first baseman slash DH in who's soft hitting just for the nostalgia of it? No, thank you. I'll pass on Eric Hosmer. He was great here in Kansas City. His time will always be remembered. Flags fly forever. But that time was 6 years ago. No thank you on him coming back.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about Tyrann Mathieu, who still has not signed a new contract extension as we are inching closer and closer to the start of camp in St. Joe. But Rob, let me change television. Hit my music. So you guys might have heard, Jeopardy is looking for a new host. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. They have been trotting out a lot of different people to be their host. They had Robin Roberts, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Buck. They've had a lot of Anderson Cooper. They've had a lot of people do Jeopardy. Now, if they're not going to take my advice and have Mike Tyson host Jeopardy, then they need to take this advice. Why does Jeopardy need a host? Why does Jeopardy need a locked-in every episode host? This has been the best publicity for Jeopardy post Alex Trebek. Trebek and Jeopardy were synonymous with one another. You had never seen the show without Trebek. Now that he's not going to be the host anymore and he's no longer with us, why do we need to find Alex Trebek's replacement? Why can't we just continue to have guest hosts and it always be a big thing on who the host is going to be? Like Saturday Night Live. It's not one person that hosts Saturday Night Live. They bring in a different host every week, and it gets you excited. It gets you buzzed to watch in that week. You're telling me you wouldn't be interested to see Tom Brady host Jeopardy one week? Or Patrick Mahomes at one point, if he wants to be the host of Jeopardy, you pop up for a week, you do it, and you go back home? Why do we need one person to do this? Now that we have more famous people than we've ever had before, let's just let famous people host all these television shows. We're not talking about a television show that's based on the personality of the host. Jeopardy is about the questions. As long as you have somebody that can read the questions, then just let everybody host Jeopardy. My vote is always going to be Mike Tyson to be the host of Jeopardy because it'd be the most entertaining. But Rob, after this is over, let's just announce another 12 celebrity hosts. And let's do it that way. Why can't Anna Kendrick just host a week of Jeopardy so you're really excited to watch her do it? Why can't Blake Lively host Jeopardy for a week? She can read. She's charismatic. So Jeopardy, I'm going to give you a free, and you'll probably end up being cheaper by doing it this way because people will want to host Jeopardy. Do it this way. Don't hire anybody. Just have a rotating celebrity host.
I don't hate the idea, but if you're not going to do your idea, can they just get a host already? Why has every other show gotten a host in and replaced and they're dragging their feet? Live with Kathy Lee and Regis, they had Kelly lined up. Price is Right, Bob Barker, out of there. They had Drew Carey lined up. Regis leaves Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They had Jimmy Kimmel lined up. For some reason, and rest in peace to Alex Trebek, it should not take 9 months to fill a host. It will be different, and people will immediately hate it because people hate change. but can we either go with your SNL plan or get a real host? Because this limbo nothingness has really ruined the show.
This is the thing. This is the thing. And I say this as someone who, in this context, would be, quote unquote, the talent. You're not watching Family Feud because of the host. You're watching Family Feud because you love the game. You're watching Jeopardy because you love the game. Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right. You love the game. Just find somebody who's capable of operating the game. We all love Bob Barker. Have your pet spayed and neutered. They got it right on the first try with Drew Carey. He's been a great host. He's been a great host. All you need somebody to do is to read. And if you can read and you're charismatic, then you're great. That's it. That's all you need. These shows don't need a dedicated host. Tomorrow, if they got rid of Steve Harvey, they would just find somebody else who's capable and they would keep doing Family Feud. You want to know how I know? Because Family Feud's been around since 1976 and they've had 18 different people host it. That's how I know they'll be fine. That's why I'm here to give these people, these billion-dollar companies, free ideas. Let Rob host. Let Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart should host together a week of Jeopardy. That wouldn't get you guys interested? Sure it would. Coming up on the other side, I guarantee Tyrann Mathieu would sign a contract before reporting to St. Joe. We are less than 48 hours before Tyrann Mathieu has to report to St. Joe. Will I end up being right? We'll see. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Aaron Rodgers is coming back. We always knew that. We'll get to that story coming up in a little bit, as that right now is the top story in sports. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers were close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back into the fold. He was planning on skipping training camp. You obviously would like your starting quarterback to be there, so they are reaching an agreement in which Rodgers would come back ready to work and ready to go with the Green Bay Packers. They also are now going to work on a deal for Davante Adams, who did not want to sign a contract last week, but now may want to sign a deal because of the Rodgers news. Listen to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We'll get to Rodgers coming up in just a little bit, but I said this back on July 2nd, mark this tape, Tyrann Mathieu will not be at St. Joe this year without a new contract. I want to say it again, so Rob, you got it marked. Tyrann Mathieu will not be at St. Joe without a new contract. So we are 2 days away from heading to St. Joe, correct? Right now, it's just rookies and quarterbacks there. Tomorrow, I believe, is a conditioning day. And then Wednesday is when everybody gets up and running and they will be practicing. I will continue to double down. Tyrann Mathieu will not be at St. Joe without a new contract. There are only really two dates that maybe matter for Tyrann Mathieu in terms of getting a new contract. And I don't really know why this isn't a bigger deal, but he either signs a deal tomorrow or Wednesday that they announce it, or you know how they do. They'll sign it like right before the final preseason game, or they'll sign it like that little gap in between their first game, and that's when they'll announce this deal. If they don't come to an agreement before things really get going, there is a very strong possibility that Tyrann Mathieu will not be on the team past this season. And he's a player that I assume all of us want them to keep. He is their second most important player on this team. I don't think he's our second best player on the team. I think the second most important player on this Chiefs roster is Tyrann Mathieu. Leader of the defense, I think vocal leader of the team. He is the most valuable asset that they have outside of Patrick Mahomes. What are we doing here? If this is an age thing, then structure the deal in a way that allows you the opportunity to get out of the deal in two seasons. But right now, we're talking about a guy in Tyrann Mathieu who is under the age of 30. I don't get why this is taking a lot longer than typical contract negotiations with the Chiefs. I still believe that they're going to get this deal done because I think it's in the best interest of all parties to get this deal done. But we're talking about a guy right now who's 29 years old and won't turn 30 until after the season. You sign an extension that locks him up for this year, but gives him a little bit money in the pocket via signing bonus, locks up next year, locks up age 31, and we're done here. This seems like the most straightforward contract negotiation that you could have. I am surprised that we are getting until the very, very end of this. But I understand that deadlines make deals, and when your back's up against the wall is typically when you get things going. Look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers. Training camp happened today. We now get all this news about the negotiations of how he's going to show up. The Chiefs officially show up on Wednesday. Now, there's no reason to believe that Tyrann Mathieu won't be there, but that's typically what happens in these holdout, I want more money, I need an extension type conversations. Hey, I know what I need to do to have my body ready. I know what I need to do to be there. I'm not showing up. We'll continue to negotiate so I don't potentially put myself within an injury risk, and then we'll show up. Now, the new CBA has sort of diminished that a little bit where it's not really advantageous to do that anymore, but this seems like a situation in which they got to get a deal done. Rob, I will continue to maintain that either tomorrow or early Wednesday, we will see a contract extension for Tyrann Mathieu come through the board.
So you're telling me, because today is It's report, but not report to camp day. They come to camp, they move in, Tomorrow is conditioning day.
Tomorrow's just run.
Where we find out who's in the best shape of their life and who's not in the best shape of their life. And then Wednesday, they practice at 9:15. Your stance, and I want to make sure I'm correct here, is by Wednesday at 9:15, when the Chiefs take the practice field, the full squad, Tyrann Mathieu will be extended. That's your stance, correct?
I think tomorrow, if you want me to really pencil this in.
I want
in,
you to really pencil
you really
this
want me to
in.
Call my shot?
I mean, you're already this far in. Might as well go all the way.
Okay, I'll go all in. Tomorrow during the show, there will be breaking news that Tyrann Mathieu signs a contract extension. Tomorrow during the show, you will hit the breaking news extension. Tyrann Mathieu signs one tomorrow. I'm calling my shot right here on the drive.
Because I believe you're right when you say deadlines make deals. We saw a Washington football team got Jonathan Allen extended today. That's kind of the same, not the same position, not the same anything, but kind of the same veins. About to report to camp, let's get a new contract in. But it is pretty do or die for a deal getting done is they're supposed to walk up with their pillow top mattress today and get asked questions about, do you like sleeping on dorm beds? That's today. That's like in the next 90 minutes, that's going to happen. So you're telling me after that happens, he's going to lay down his head in St. Joe, wake up tomorrow, and Brett Veach is going to hammer the door.
Yeah, because...
Hey, Tyron, get over here. We got a new contract for you, man. I just think that's too tight of a timeline.
Tyron's not negotiating his deal anymore. I've communicated with my agent what I want. My agent will then call me and let me know that the deal is done. Hey, this is what we're proposing. You call me when it's time for me to sign something. You call me. We're not talking about free agency. We're talking about you're already on the team. We've already discussed what I want. You've discussed what you want. My agent knows what's best for me. We'll sign a deal when it comes time. So I think at this point, Tyron's starting to focus and make that transition to I'm all in on football. I'll let the business people handle the business. I'm calling my shot. Tomorrow during the show, there will be a breaking news sounder. And I expect there to be an announcement that Tyrann Mathieu has signed an extension. I'm calling it right here.
Okay. Let's further this conversation and let's take it to the next level. If you're wrong and there's not one tomorrow or Wednesday morning and camp starts, do you think he gets one before preseason game one? Or is this the window? Is it tomorrow or Wednesday, or that's it? It's done. It's not a story until the regular season again. I just want to know, like, when does the window shut? Because for me, I don't think it's going to be tomorrow during the show. I think it's going to be after preseason game three, which is the end of the preseason now for people who haven't adjusted the new system. There's going to be a story, Tyrann Mathieu, new deal, and it's going to be a big celebration headed into Browns week. That's my thought process. But I do believe if we don't get a contract between now and kickoff of the Browns game, we're not getting a new contract, and Tyrann Mathieu is going to play his final year in Kansas City, and that's this upcoming season.
Yeah,
that's
I 100% my agree. If he doesn't sign a contract before the Cleveland Browns game, he will not be on the team next season. And, like, no one will want to talk about it because it'll be talking about games and all that kind of stuff, but you have to remember, they only have one franchise tag, and if you're planning on franchise tagging Orlando Brown and then using that to negotiate a contract, the Chiefs will be, I think, taking a pretty big stand in which we're moving forward. Because right now you can only negotiate with one team if you're Tyrann Mathieu. And it's a team that you've communicated that you want to play for. So if he doesn't sign a contract at the latest before they start playing against Cleveland, then yeah, Tyrann Mathieu is not playing with the Kansas City Chiefs long term. Coming up at the top of the show, we'll talk about Alex Gordon. I think Alex Gordon committed one of the biggest crimes that one can commit. I'll explain what I mean more coming up at the top of the hour. But Rob, have you seen what the Ravens have been doing? Now the Ravens, they've been falling hook, line, and sinker for the Sammy Watkins jig. Now, Kansas City, I don't want you guys to laugh too much because I remember sitting here on this show telling you about the jig. And some of you adamantly defended it, and you were on that Kool-Aid the exact same way that the Ravens are on that Kool-Aid. This is a teammate of his. Quote, Watkins isn't talked about enough solely because he's been hurt, but we love Sammy. We think he's a number one receiver. I feel he's the reason the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. He's aggressive, tall, big catch radius. He's an athlete. He took a pay cut for 2 years. I was pissed. But he went to the Ravens, though. Cool. Give them hell. Okay. Let's hold on here. He took a pay cut for 2 years? He took a pay cut for 1 year.
What a sweetheart.
He took a pay cut for 1 year because the Chiefs were about to release his ass. Let's not make it seem like Sammy did something out of the kindness of his own heart for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was being paid top four wide receiver money. The Chiefs could have saved $14 million by releasing Sammy Watkins. He wanted to continue to play on the Chiefs. They came to a middle ground to keep him employed in Kansas City. He did not take a pay cut. He's about to get fired. And he renegotiated his deal is what happened. Sammy Watkins is always going to do this to people. He looks the part. Oh, he looks good. Big, physical. You look at his football card and you see the 1,000-yard season. You see the plays at the Super Bowl. And you yearn for more from Sammy Watkins. But I'm here telling you that that more doesn't exist. I'm just happy he's not fooling you guys the same way that he's about to fool Baltimore. We know what's about to happen in this scenario. How does Baltimore not know? Do you think Baltimore knows? Do you think Baltimore knows the jig is about to happen and they're trying to talk themselves out of the jig? Like, if you are sitting there with your girlfriend or your wife or whoever it is, and then you ask her about her last relationship, and then she tells you that she cheated on that gentleman, and then you ask about the relationship before, and then she says that she cheated, and then she tells you she's never been faithful in a relationship, you know at some point she's going to cheat on you, right? Like, the law of averages. Sammy wasn't healthy in Buffalo, wasn't healthy for the Rams, wasn't healthy for Kansas City. What do we think's going to happen this season with the Baltimore Ravens? He ain't going to be healthy this year. So I'm happy that Kansas City, you guys are off of that Sammy Watkins narcotic, because you guys were on it strong. A lot of y'all was selling it, pushing the rock. And I was sitting here like, no, no, no. What are we doing here? But I was Buzz Killington. I was a hater back then. But you know what? Eventually, you know what happens with time? You guys see that I'm right. That's normally what happens. I might be wrong early on. Early returns might not be good, but over time, you guys normally come around and be like, you know what? That Carrington guy knows exactly what he's talking about. Rob, so we used to have this thing where if we were going to talk about Sammy Watkins, we had to read his tweets. We haven't really talked about him in a while. It's time to bring back Sammy Watkins tweets. Let's love more. Be ourselves. More break the mold that we have on ourselves. Definitely a lot going on, but it wouldn't exist if we actually loved each other, accept our own darkness and our light, and break the psychological hold society has on all of us. We will rise up.
I mean, in the pantheon of his tweets, that's normal.
That one, it's out there though.
I mean, it's just some weirdo quasi-inspirational stuff, but it's not, you know, there's been weirder.
To love is to love everything. After that, it's how you've been conditioned and programmed in your environment. Use your imagination to your advantage on how you want to view your little world. So imagine love and light. Things will shift for the better. Be great. Rob, he wants you to be great, is what Sammy Watkins wants you to do.
Maybe my bar for what he considers weird has changed, but again, that's just quasi, you know, poster board inspirational advice. You see that at every cubicle in the world.
A lot of people is motivated, but motivation wears off. But when you're driven deeply, you're going to destroy anything that tries to get in your way. That's actually not that bad. That's not a bad of a quote from Sammy Watkins. I do have a side question. What are the odds that Sammy Watkins is vaccinated? You don't tweet like this and you're at the front of the line for the Moderna vaccine. That just doesn't happen. I never met Sammy Watkins before, but I could put two and two together. And if you're tweeting things like, universe, I ask that you carry me this year, you ain't vaccinated. I am 1,000,000% certain you were not at the front of the line for the Pfizer tweeting like this.
I saw a tweet earlier today from Adam Schefter that the NFL and NFLPA are having a little beef because the NFL is having people wear special wristbands if they're not vaccinated. I guarantee you, if we get video of Ravens camp, he's wearing one of those special wristbands. There's no way he's vaccinated. There's no way he's saying the universe lead me home or whatever if you've gotten Pfizer in your body. You don't need the universe to lead you home. You got Pfizer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying is some people in your life, you know, aren't vaccinated. You don't got to ask them. You know what they think about other things, and being unvaccinated is in the same lane as those thoughts. Like, those of you on Facebook, you know who on your Facebook wall ain't vaccinated. You know. You don't got to ask. You know. You don't have to read any of their other tweets about it. You just know based on what they think about other things. Sammy Watkins 100% thinks that the advanced reptilian solar blood that he has in his body is keeping him safe from the Delta variant. I don't know this, but I'm telling you that's the fact.
Now, I'm no doctor. I don't pretend to be one. But would the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer vaccine mixed with an advanced solar reptilian being cause problems? Because I know what it looks like on humans. I'm safe now. You're safe now. I can't speak to how it's treated in advanced solar reptilian beings. I don't know. Maybe someone from Pfizer can come on the show and tell me.
No, that's true. 913-576-7610. Hey, CDOT, don't vaccine shame. I don't want to vaccine shame, but I do want to make one very simple point before we talk about Alex Gordon. No one who I would consider smart is adamantly trying to tell people to not be vaccinated. Nobody. I don't know. I can't name a single person that I think is smart that's acting that way. So I'm not saying you got to take the vaccine or you don't take the vaccine. But think about right now on your Twitter, on your Facebook, in your group chats, in your family. The people that are telling you the most not to be vaccinated are some of the dumbest people in your family. 100%. 100%. I know it's certainly been the case for me. I can't speak for everybody else's family. I can speak for everybody else. I'm just telling you, at least in my family, the people that are the most adamant on not taking it are the dumbest people. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Alex Gordon, how I think Alex Gordon broke one of the cardinal sins about sports. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it locked right here. It's the Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.